From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callagher, good morning. I'm looking for the tilt to the first home buyer. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah, no, I don't think you will see that in there, actually. I'm not going to cover off the COVID exit plan because you're going to do that all morning. I'm cautiously optimistic, though, Mike. The problem I see is the vaccination rate. Because everywhere around the world, everywhere it's stalled at a certain level.
Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, we're going to get through that. But anyway, yes, back to one of the other topics du jour, the housing market. So one of the benchmark data series, which is the REINZ monthly update on what's happening, that was released yesterday. And right now, the key question being asked is whether or not we're seeing any moderation in the very strong house price growth. And then there's also your question about first home buyer, of course. To fast forward to one of the answers, there may be an inkling, but it's very much at the margin, certainly not a slam dunk yet. I mean, the more relevant and striking observation is the degree to which the housing market actually continued to grind higher in the face of recent policy actions. And July gains in the REINZ House Price Index were higher in July than the number was in June. So seasonally adjusted 2.3% rise in July versus a 1.8% rise in June. Annual house price inflation still at an eye-watering 30.6% using the house price index. Median prices for residential property increased 25.2%. So you've got your median prices now gone from 659,000 to 826,000. And two out of the 16 regions reached new record median prices. Two regions equaled record. Auckland is providing the impetus. It was above the national median rate of growth. Six out of the seven districts in Auckland hitting record median prices. And lack of supply is really starting to become a bit of a theme, Mike. So the number of sales has fallen, seasonally adjusted 3.6%. So lack of stock, and you can't sell what you haven't got, Mike.
Correct.
Yeah, but if you look hard enough, there are signs the froth is starting to thin just a little bit. Okay. That sales growth number is slowing. Number of days to sell went up marginally. You could argue that on a three-month basis, that rate of growth is slowing. We know that interest rates will go up, and we know the supply of credit could get constrained. But my feeling is that the housing market's a weighty beast, and it's got momentum. So even if it is slowing, it'll take a while to see that in the figures definitively.
Right, RB, big week next week. What's the survey of expectations?
Yeah, so this is a thing they send out once a month, and they send out to a bunch of people to ask what their expectations are around a range of things: inflation, interest rates, growth, exchange rates. And traditionally for central bankers, there was a very strong focus on where respondents to this type of survey expected inflation to be sort of 1 or 2 years out. Now, it could be argued that one thing the COVID recovery has done, some central bankers have moved to a focus on more immediate data, like where is it now, not where it will be. My understanding, though, is that these inflation and interest rate expectations are still an important indicator for our central bank. And they've jumped, Mike. They've jumped significantly. Expectations for the official cash rate up materially in a year's time. Inflation expectations 1 year out are now at 3.02%. So it really is sealing the deal that monetary policy settings need to shift. Importantly, Mike, very importantly, the responses to this survey were received prior to the release of that strong employment data number. So that probably would have shifted it higher again. So, yeah, we'll talk next week about guesses of how much they're going to go. Mike, we'll save that up.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, well, I'll go. I'll get on a fizz
over
the weekend.
Be excited, Mike, be excited.
Can't wait now. What are the numbers?
Right, the Dow Jones is at 35,448. It's down 36 points. The S&P 500, 4,453. It's up 5. And the NASDAQ, 14,799, up 33. The FTSE 100 overnight lost 27 points, 7,193. The Nikkei lost 55 points, 28,015. And the Shanghai Composite lost 8 points, 3,524. The ASX 200 up 4 points, 7,588. And the NZX 50 down 66 points, 0.52%, 12,681. On the currencies, Kiwi a little bit weaker actually on the wholesale markets against the US dollar, 0.7008, 0.9542 Aussie, 0.5969 euro, 0.5072 pounds, 77.36 yen, gold $1,751.91, and Brent crude $71.43.
Have a good one. See you next week. Andrew Callagher, jmiwealth.co.nz.